Firefighters from across the country have headed to Lake Tahoe to help contain the huge blaze burning there. Their ranks include migrant workers from outside the U.S. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon met up with a mostly Mexican crew battling the fire.
Nice little sandwich in there.
At a fire base on the eastern flank of the Caldor Fire burning just over a ridge from South Lake Tahoe, Manuel Carrillo eyes his crew's bag lunch with skepticism. Cheese, trail mix, yogurt, lots of protein, but it sort of looks like an airplane meal.
You eat this every day. We eat it 21 days straight. We crave a lot of home foods, a lot of warm meals, soups, beef, stews.
Carrillo is from California's Central Valley and just spent 28 days on the Dixie Fire. His crew of 20 men kept him going. They're mostly from Mexico, here on temporary work visas.
I had to learn Spanish, and they've taught me a lot how to work hard.
He introduced me to Rodrigo Rangel Aguilar, who's working his third year as a wildland firefighter for a private contractor out of Salem, Oregon. ¿Cuántos años tiene?
25 años.
He's the second youngest of seven siblings, and three of his brothers are also working as firefighters in the U.S. right now. Two are heading here to the Caldor Fire.
Pues ahorita, de hecho, los hermanos míos vienen para acá.
He doesn't know which crew they're with or where they'll be assigned on this sprawling fire, but he's hoping to track them down. Otherwise, he'll see them back home in Morelia, where the only jobs are in the fields. He won't say how much he gets paid here, but entry-level contract workers on hand crews typically make about $15 or $16 an hour, plus lots of overtime. They do mostly the hard work of containment, hiking the steep hillsides to cut fire lines with hand tools. Casimiro Calvario Dominguez is lounging on a tailgate nearby. It's his first season as a firefighter. He says it's hard, but work back home in his pueblito in Guerrero is harder and pays much less.
Es más duro y es menos pagado.
Firefighting is tough, but the dollars he earns here support four kids, a wife, and his parents. He uses a versatile Mexican curse word to summarize his dilemma. Leave his family in order to provide for them, or work himself into the ground and still not be able to feed them. Calvario Dominguez says this work is more relaxed. Despite the risks, he appreciates the steady work. This is the nature of fighting a major wildfire. People converge from all over the continent to do dangerous labor. Contractors, pilots, and thousands of workers. Carrillo, the crew's leader, says his team has learned to love the mountains of the West. He's half Mexican-American, half Native American, from the Santa Ynez Band of Chumash Indians.
I'm a Mother Earth protector. I'm helping calm these fires down, stop them from burning, you know, our land.
Carrillo says his job is to lead and share his ideas and experience with his Mexican colleagues. Everyone on his crew is curious to see which will end sooner, their work visas or this ferocious fire season. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in South Lake Tahoe, California.